Amen. You may be seated. Good morning, everyone. Can I get a little something? Good morning. All right. It is Wednesday, November 1. The calendar has changed. I can tell it. I can tell it when I'm walking on the sidewalks on campus. People's heads are down. And I just want to encourage us as we move into November, look at each other, greet each other, encourage one another on as we move into what I like to call Funkville. But it's good. Funkville's all right. Recently, I received a phone call from a 1999 Hope College grad by the name of Paul McKee. Paul is one of the team physicians within the University of Louisville's athletic program. And Paul left this message on my cell phone on Thursday, October 12, at 7:46 in the morning. Listen.
Lars, I hope you still your cell phone. This is Paul McKee calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Just finished my fifth week of a Thursday morning Bible study group that I've been a part of entitled Iron Man. And just made me think back about our Thursday morning groups and how special that time was. And hope you are doing well. Hope college is doing well. But just know that I was thinking about you on the way to work after that Bible study and all the guys that were in that group and wondering where they are today and hope they're all doing well. I will maybe hear from you, and if not, just know that I appreciate all that time and the foundation that created for me. So, bye, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
In that message, Paul is referring to a small group that he was a part of with seven other young men when they were students at Hope College 18 years ago. And this small group met on Thursday mornings at 7 a.m., believe that, 7 a.m. at the Keppel House to listen to Scripture, to encourage, to challenge, to hold each other accountable, and to pray. And what Paul did 18 years ago and what he's still doing even now is living into Proverbs 27:17, which goes like this: as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Let me say it again. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Now, at its most basic level, Proverbs 27:17 is a call to each one of us to bring out the best in others. But I believe it goes much deeper than that. I believe as Christians, Proverbs 27:17 is reminding us of our responsibility. And I would say even that's not as strong enough a word. It's reminding us of our mandate to help and to aid each other to become the person God created and intended us to be. Author C.S. Lewis picks up on this when he writes this: it's a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses and to remember that the dullest and most uninteresting person that you can talk to may one day be a creature which, if you saw it now, you would be strongly tempted to worship, or else a horror and a corruption such as you would now meet, if at all, only in a nightmare. All day long, we are, in some degree, helping each other to one or the other of these destinations. You see, God's intention and desire for you and for me is to know Him more and to grow up spiritually and to become like Christ. And the knowing and the becoming and the growing is all about transformation, the transforming of our minds and of our character. Romans 12:2 picks up on this and affirms this when it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern the will of God, what is good, what is acceptable, and what is perfect. And in so doing, we take on God's values. We take on God's attitude. We take on God's heart. Now, let me be clear here. This process of transformation is God's work. Let me say it again. This process of transformation is God's work. This is not about our willpower or us trying harder or our good and noble intentions. No, only the Holy Spirit has the power to make the changes God desires to make in our lives. But, one of the primary instruments that God uses to bring about change in people is you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me. Which reminds me of a proverb that I just heard. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So here's two questions each one of us here needs to ask ourselves today. Who is sharpening you to know God more, to grow up spiritually, and to become like Christ? And second, who are you sharpening to know God more, to grow up spiritually, and to become like Christ? For me personally, who's sharpening Paul Boersma? Well, first and foremost, thank God for my wife, Melody, who needs to do a lot of sharpening. But in addition to Melody, if you go by the Keppel House on Wednesday mornings from between 7 o'clock in the morning and 8 o'clock in the morning, you'll see a light on in Trigby Johnson's office where I'm meeting with seven other men whose ages range from 37 to 63 years old. And each Wednesday morning, we push each other to know God more, to grow up spiritually, and to become like Christ in every aspect of our lives. And it's awesome. We did it this morning. And in regards to who am I sharpening? Well, if you go by the Keppel House on Tuesday mornings between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m., you'll see a light on in Trigby Johnson's office where I'm meeting with eight Hope College men, students, whose years range from sophomore to seniors. And each Tuesday morning, we did it yesterday, we're pushing each other to know God more, to grow up spiritually, and to become like Christ in every aspect of our lives. And it's awesome. So here's the question. What about you? What about you? Do you have anyone in your life who is sharpening you? Whether it's a small group, an older mentor, a local church community, who is sharpening you? And then the second question, and who are you sharpening as well? Who are you challenging to grow in their faith, to grow up spiritually, and to know Christ more? Who in your residence hall? How about on your athletic team, Frankie? Sorry, that was a call out. Who in your sorority, Delphi's and Dorian's and Emersonian's, all out there, Sigma's? Who in your sorority and fraternity? I like this call out. I got it right here. Who in your major or a club or organization do you belong? Who are you encouraging to grow up in the faith, to love God more, and to be like Christ? My hope and my prayer is that someday, after you graduate from Hope College, just like Paul McKee, you'll leave me a phone message telling me how grateful you are to God that during your time here at Hope College, lasting foundations were laid down that pushed you to know God more, to grow up spiritually, and to become like Christ in every aspect of your life. And just as a side note, you don't have to leave that phone message at 7:46 in the morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, go in peace.